Okay, we are picking up with the last line in Nunhei and Beis. We are at the words of Avraham Shmuel ben Achmini. So the Gemara today is going to continue its discussion with a lot of tzaddikim who seem to have sinned, stories in Tanakh. And the Gemara is going to try to derive a nice play al pidrash that they didn't do any avirus. The Gemara now says, Avraham Shmuel ben Achmini, Rabbi Yonasan, kol ha'omer b'nei Shmuel chatu ina ela toel. So anyone says the children of Shmuel had sinned, where she says, "B'mekach shochet v'tayas din," that they would take bribes and they would pervert justice. Those people are wrong. They're simply mistaken. Shenemar, the pasuk says there's really two psukim together, so we'll just read the whole two psukim. Vayikasher zaken Shmuel vayasim es banav shoftim liyishal. So when Shmuel was older, he appointed his children to take over his job and become shoftim and become the judges for Klal Yisrael. And then the pasuk two psukim later says, "V'lo alchul banav b'drachah vayitu achrei abatzah vayikhu shochet vayitu mishpat." And it says afterwards that they didn't listen, they didn't go in his ways. And they had taken bribes and they had perverted justice. So now the Gemara says, the diok in the first part of the pasuk, bidrachav adulo halchu. They didn't go in the ways of Shmuel, meaning that they weren't tremendous tzaddikim, they weren't these great tzaddikim. However, michtalot namil chato, they weren't sinners though, they weren't the people that perverted justice. So the Gemara now asks though, the pasuk says that though, lemanim may come v'yitu acharei abatza, but the pasuk does say that they went after the monetary gain, and they took bribes, and they perverted justice, which is much more chaber than just not being people who sin. So Gemara says, "Shaloasu kemaisa aviyam," that they didn't do like their father did. What did Shmuel do? Shaya Shmuel tzaddik mechazer achem mekumos esav adanosam baram. Shmuel, who was a tzaddik, would go to all the cities of Klal Yisrael to judge people. Shenemar v'alach b'deshanu be'savas be'savah gilgal mitzvah shabbat Yisrael. It is said he went out every year and he went to Beisel Gilgal mitzvah and judged Yisrael. He walked. He went through all of the cities of in Eretz Yisrael to judge Klal Yisrael. They did not do that. What did they do? They sat in their cities and they judged there. Why? In order to increase their income of the people who would help them and also the scribes. And Rashi points out that means that that in order to do this, they would pay the extra costs for them to go out and write these things and the cost of sending them there. And they would stay home, Rashi says, in order to continue their business, in order to continue whatever business they were doing at home. So it shows that since they cared about the love so much of their money, so it's, they didn't go in the ways of Shmuel, the pasuk tells you as if they had done that. So what we see over here, the Meiri also points out that when if a person is b'mala his father's makum, and his father's had a certain practice which was very much judged by the people, then a person should try to uphold that practice if he's taking over his position. So if a rav of a shul and the father and the son takes over as the same rav, so if the rav had a certain hakpada, then it wouldn't be right that the children should not follow that hakpada as well. Okay, that's Meiri points it out. So Gemara continues. Because tonight this actually is machlokas whether or not we take this pasuk literally or not. Meaning, do we assume that they actually did shochet, they actually took bribes, or do we say that, like the drash, that they just weren't like their father? Gemara says, "Vayitu achrei abatza." Rabbi Meir says, "Chalkam shalu b'fiyam." Rabbi Meir says that they were levim, so they wanted their portion of the ma'aser rishon. We know the truma, right? If a person has 100 apples, the truma is 2%, the 10% after that, the 9.8 apples, so round up 10 apples that they're gonna get, you can give it to any levi you want. You don't have to, I don't give it to my friend, I can give it to my cousin, I can give it to my uncle, whoever I can give, whoever I want, I can give it to that levi. However, they asked for it inappropriately. So since they did that, so Rashi points out, according to a mayor, they didn't actually pervert justice, but that's not a right thing to do. You shouldn't suggest something, especially because it might be biased and afterwards if you're going to judge. Rabbi Yehuda says, though, no, malech etila bali batim. Yehuda says that they actually took shochad and they forced they forced people to sell things back and forth, and they also would be the same people who they sold things to with their business associates would be the people that they would judge. So that is very much tantamount to taking bribes. So how could you judge impartially when you have a business partner who's the litigant or one of the people who are involved in the case? So therefore, they actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they took shochad. Rabbi Akiva says, "Kupa Yisrael shamaisa nala bezra." No, so they took more than 10%. We'll go with that one. That they took more than Meister. Meister is 10%, so they're entitled to 9.8 apples. So they said, "No, you give us 20 apples." What do you mean? And that's not the Torah doesn't tell you to do that. They demanded it anyway. Okay. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi says, Matanus not the Bezra. They forcibly took the Torah mandated gifts, Rashi's Tupshatim. Either they took the Zra Lechaim and the Keva, meaning the four leg, the Jon the Ma, the three Matanus that anyone can give, that you give to any coin you want, and really gives to a coin, not a Levi, and they took it. That was the first part. Rashi said, the other one is that they forcibly told people to give them and not to give it to someone else. They forcibly did it and made them take it. You should wait to give it. So that's the second part of Rashi. Okay. So either way, so we have different Tanaim who said whether they literally took Shochad, whether they actually stole, whether they did things worse. That's what, going back to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva asserted that they forcibly took more, that's stealing. So that's a real problem. So now we have another line over here that David Amelech, with the famous story with Bathsheba, where he seemed to have Znus and Ishes Ish with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. So the Rabbi Nassan over here, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Rabbi Yonasan is now telling us that he is incorrect. Someone is mistaken if you think that he had sinned. The pasuk says, "Shenem Rabbi David Chol Rav Maske Vashem Imo." David was successful in all his ways. Hashem was with him. It's very interesting. This pasuk was written in Shmuel before the whole Maisa even happened with Bathsheba. So all the Achronim and Rishonim people are bothered by this. This pasuk was written before, so Hashem was with him before, not afterwards. So anyway, this is a kasha that you could look at different pshatim. I saw beautiful pshat say for a chachma. It's too long to get into it, but there are a lot of pshatim and terutzim for that question. But either way, the Gemara continues now. So efshar chet bali ado shchina imo. How could it be that Akash Baruch is going to say that someone had sinned like that and the divine presence was going to be with him? So it must be that he never sinned. Elamani mekayim adua bazisas var shem maasos haras. So when the prophet, the prophet Nassan was yelling at David and telling him, "What did you do? You despise the word of Hashem and you've done evil, right?" And so Shabikesh, so the Vasik now, as the Gemara is saying now, Shabikesh lasos velo asa, that David Melech had thought to do sinful acts with Bathsheba. He thought to do an Avera, but however he did not do that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rebbe, so again, so the Gemara says, Amarav, Rebbe da Asim David, Mehapech Medarash B'schus David. The Rebbe, who descended from David HaMelech, so then he wanted to Dorish this pasuk nicely in the name, in defense of David HaMelech. Because he says, Madua B'ziz Yitvar Hashem, La'asasara, is Rebbe Omer, Mishuna Ra, Zobe Kom Kosher Torah. Rebbe Agav, Rebbe was a Nasi. Nasi had to be a descendant directly from the Davidic line. So since he was a descendant of David HaMelech, he was Dorish that nicely. So the Gemara is saying that he was Dorish the pasuk, La'asasara, that he didn't actually do the evil. Rebbe said that this Ra is written differently. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Shekol ra'al shebatora k'sibu vayas." The pasuk says that he did which was evil. Usually, that's how the lashon is used. Vayas hara. So that appears a lot of times, but lasos hara doesn't appear. But k'sib lasos. When the lashon of lasos hara does not appear many times at all. Very extremely rare that the words in Tanakh we learned vayas lasos hara. So k'sib lasos hara shebikesh lasos hara. Therefore, Rebbe has the drasha that he wished to do a sinful act with Bathsheba. However, he did not actually do the sinful act. We're going to see in a moment when the Gemara gets to the get al tanai, we can get back into this a little bit, how exactly it was that he didn't sin. Meaning at the end of the day, he did have relations with Bathsheba, so how could it be she was married? So the Gemara is going to explain with how he could get out of that. So that we'll get to when we get to the Hemshech of the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues now for the pasuk as Uriah chiti yikisa b'charev, that you struck Uriah and you killed him with a sword. So the Gemara seems to say that he was responsible for the murder ki'ilu of Uriah. So the Gemara says, "Shayelacha laduna b'sanedrin lo danta." You should have judged Uriah in the Sanhedrin for what he did wrong. So the Gemara assumes that he was moored b'malchus, Rashi says. We're going to see the Hemshech, and you didn't judge him. You didn't wait for Sanhedrin, you killed him off. Tosfos asked the Kasha, but what do you mean? A king is allowed to kill anyone he wants. So why should he have judged him with the Sanhedrin? So Tosfos says that it didn't look good. Maybe it didn't look good in the situation because, that you should judge with the Sanhedrin in the situation over here. So, okay, so that's what Tosfos, one of Tosfos' suggestions, other suggestions for different Rishonim. The Gemara says now, that you took it for a wife. So the Gemara says, drasha now, that you were allowed to legally, halachically take her in marriage, that it wasn't against the Torah. Meaning, we assume that if a person tries to marry, if someone says, hariat mekudeshetli, to a woman who's married already, the kiddushin is not tosin, because it's iser karis. So we see here that if the condition took effect, it must be that there was not an Isser at all. It was not Isser Karis, at least for sure. It was not Isser for David to marry her. The Gemara says, "Damar Shmuel bar Nachman b'Yonasan." So this is the Iker point. Now, how do we see that it wasn't Znus? The Gemara says, "Kol yotzam l'chametz b'David, get krisus l'ishto." Whoever goes to fight a war for David HaMelech, the soldiers would write a potential divorce to their wife. Be'al Tanai, that's how Rashi says it. There's a big machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosfos. A lot of other Rishonim get involved over here. Rashi assumes that they would make a Tanai that if I die, from now till I, from now this is your get, if I die and I don't come back. And if they didn't come back, then it would be a get. So Tosfos has a kasha though, from different Gemara, that all the while that he didn't die though, it would be as if he was married. So Uriah didn't die and David had relations with her, then it can't be that that was the case. So Tosos assumed it was actually a full-fledged get, it was a real get, and they used to give it secretly, Tosos says over here, and that situation is because they didn't want people to know that they were divorced and someone else would marry their wives, so they gave it secretly, and David, in the situation over here, gave that get. So this is my machlokes, how to fit the Rashi and the Tosos back into the Gemaras, you have to look it out, so you can look into the previous part of the Gemara and the Hemshech to see, and also the Psukim, how they work with the Psukim, are very difficult. The Gemara continues now, Shnevar Ves Aseres Chatzira Chalav Aela Tavila Asera Chavim. When the pasuk by Yishai, when he was telling David, David wasn't fighting. When he was talking about the mechabes, it was by Goliath. So it says over there that he should check on his brothers and he check their well being and see if they're safe. So then the Gemara says, "Judge arbusam tikach." What does it mean to check if they're safe? The lashon of Maya arbusam. The Gemara says, "What does it mean their safety?" Tanya of Yosef dvar mamurav ben elavina. It's matters that bring together things between her and her that you should bring it and remove that. And what does that mean? That they should bring the gets and they should bring the get al tanai. So we see from there. And David learned. Rashi says in Ksubas, Rashi says that David learned from his father Yishai to make that practice for everyone who was fighting his wars as well to give a get al tanai. And this way, their wives, if they ever got captured or something like that, they would not be left. Agudas. I want to ask that apparently psychologically because they had a Havamina to do this in the Israeli army nowadays as well. And I think because of the psychologically, apparently it's really bad for that to happen. A person going out to war and gives his wife a get out tonight, whatever, which way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that was not suggested to do that. Okay? But that's what the Gemara concludes over here. So the Gemara continues now. That you killed Uriah. So the Gemara says over here, Ma Cherav Bnei Amon, Iyata Neshanav. No, so the Gemara has a drush over here. Just like the Cherav of Amon. Why is the Lashon of a Cherav of Amon? It's superfluous. What does it mean, Cherav Amon? The sword of the people from Amon. What's the difference over here? So just like you're not punished for killing the people in Amon, but if you fought a war with them and you killed people, that's you're not going to be Chayav. Af Uriah Achiti, Iyata Neshanav. So too, when it comes to Uriah, for the killing of Uriah, you're not going to be punished that he died. So the Gemara says, "My time, why is not going to be punished for Uriah?" So the Gemara says, "More than Malchus have it. Uriah was considered someone who rebelled against David HaMelech, against the king." And he says over there that pasuk that he quoted, and he said the lashon that my master Yoav, my master David, and came to the open field. So since he referred to Yoav as his master and equated him with David HaMelech, that's like rebelling against the king. You don't refer in the same sentence my master Yoav, who's a general, he's important, but not like in the same sentence as David, who's the king. Tosfos about that in a different place. Tosfos says, is that really more than Malchus? Tosfos said, maybe the Hemshech of the Pasuk, where he refused to go back. They called him back from war to not go fight with his war and be with his wife. So the Gemara assumed over there that that would be, the fact that he ignored the war, did not listen, he wanted to keep fighting. It was a good thing, meaning he wanted to keep fighting with his brothers and his sisters, in the fields, that was more Malchus. So the king told him to go back, and he didn't go back. Either way, so Gemara assumed that would not be, that he was more Malchus. Gemara now continues. Amar Rav, Kimanta Beit B'David, Lo Meshkach Le Beit Bar Meduria. So Gemara says over here, when you see that any sin except for Uriah, so Rav assumed that he did sin indirectly with causing Uriah's death. Okay? So, and according to this, Rav is assuming that when it comes to Bar Sheva, Rashi says that Rav, that he did not do an Avera. Dechsev, Gemara says, Rak B'davar Uriah Achiti. Pasuk says, when it comes to saying about David HaMelech, it says that Rak B'davar Uriah Achiti, that only except the marriage of Uriah Achiti, David did everything was good except for this thing, what happened with Uriah, that was his only sin. So it sounds like only that and not the sin of Bathsheba. Mark, there's the Abaye Kshisha, Rami Rav the Rav, Abaye, the older Abaye, he said this Kasha and Rav, the Miyamar Rav Achi, Vamar Rav, Kibal David Lashon Hara. No, it says in different, that Rav said that David accepted Lashon Hara. That's an Avera to hear Lashon Hara and listen to Lashon Hara. Where it says Kasha, you're right, that is difficult. Mark, there's that Gufa. Let us go back to what Rav Amar David Lashon Hara. What situation do we see that Rav, that David HaMelech kept Lashon Hara, the slander against him, against someone else, which is Lashon Hara, Issa Deraisa of listening to Lashon Hara. Gemara says, "Dechsev, Vayomer Lo HaMelech, Eifahu, Vayomer Tziva HaMelech Hinehu, Beis Machir Ben Amiel, Below Davar." In the reference to over here, to Mephibosheth, so Tziva told him that Mephibosheth was the son of Yonasan, and David HaMelech kept him as his promise to Yonasan to keep him alive, so he kept him alive. So it says also that the king said to Tzivya, "Where's Mephibosheth?" And Tzivya said, "He is Mechir Ben Amiel in Lo Davar." You might have to now. Tzivya Yishlach HaMelech Vikom Beis Mechir Ben Amiel Milo Davar. So he has these two lashonos over here. So the words of below, so the actual words read below Davar with a Vav. So Gemara is learning as if it says below with an aleph, which is telling us, Lo Davar, Rashi says, that Lo Davar means he has nothing, meaning he said Uriah is Namar, he doesn't learn any Torah. He doesn't know any Torah, so that is Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says now, So Rav asked, Michti Chazit Deshikrahu. So since David saw that Sifri was lying about Ben Ishijosh, because he said he knew that he was learning Torah, Ki Adar Al Shinalei Amai Tam Akilimineh. So why did Sifri again say another bad thing about Mephibosheth? Why did David accept this Lashon Hara? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, which is read the whole thing inside. It says, so he said that they're going to give me back. So that Mephibosheth said they're going to give back my kingdom of my father. The Gemara says, and how do we know David accepted the lashon hara? The Gemara says, because written afterwards, the king said to Tziva that you could take everything that belongs to Mephibosheth. So go take everything from him. He's a Russia. He didn't want me, so he promised all his property to him. So the Gemara says, though, Shmuel HaMelech lo kibal davar lashon. No, David HaMelech didn't accept lashon hara. He didn't do any avera. Devar manikram chazbe. So he saw something that that showed that when he looked into that matter, that Mephibosheth was in fact doing something wrong. So the Gemara says, what did he see that was justifying what Sivya had said about him? The Gemara says, if Sivya Mephibosheth Mishal Yara Likras HaMelech V'Lasar Aglav V'Lasar Shimta V'Es Begidav Lo Kibes. So Mephibosheth saw that David HaMelech came back after the fight with Avshalom, and Avshalom was rebelling against him. So he saw that his beard wasn't trimmed and his clothing wasn't clean from the day he came until the day he came in peace. So the Gemara assumes that Rashi says that he was nitzar that David HaMelech was able to come back in peace and he wanted to take over the kingdom. And so he saw the fact that he was nitzar about this, he saw that is correct, that he really didn't like David HaMelech and he wanted him to really die in the war and take over the kingship. And then he says, and he said back to him, and he said again, David HaMelech said, why didn't you come with me, Mephibosheth? So then, to which, when David went into exile, and then Mephibosheth responded, he said, that I said, I'm going to saddle my donkey and ride with you, and I go to the king. The Gemara now continues, Ki Pisech Avdecha, because I'm lame. So the Gemara continues, so then Sivya said this, Sivya said slander against me, and he said whatever he said. The king said to him, what are you going to do? I already said that I'm going to give, that you and Sivya are going to split your field. And then Mephibosheth responded, he said, whatever you want, let him do whatever he wants, he can take whatever he wants. So the Gemara now interprets what Mephibosheth said. The Gemara says, Amar lo, ani amarti masai tavo b'shalom. Mephibosheth was saying to David, I said, when is David HaMelech going to come back in peace? I was hoping you'd come back in peace. Can you do this to me? I don't have any taromas against you. I don't have any complaints against you, David HaMelech. I have friends against the person who brought you back. So we see over here, if Mephibosheth said that since he was happy in returning, then it would have meant he was joy over David Melech coming back. However, since he began with the words that he could take whatever he wants, that seems to be angry and complaining. That's what the Rif in Yaakov says over there. The Gemara continues. This is what it meant with the pasuk in when it comes to Divrei Yamim. We know that Yonos only had one kid, who was Mephibosheth, and over there it calls him Mirib Baal. So Gemara has a drasha now, v'chi Mirib Baal Shemo, what is Mirib Baal v'la Mephibosheth Shemo? It was Mephibosheth, because all throughout Sefer Shmuel, it was Mephibosheth. So the Gemara now says, ha'el mitok sh'asa Mirib im Baala. So because he conducted, he made a fight with Hashem Ki'ilu, so it means, so he fast, yasa baskal av amrlo natsa bar natsa. A heavenly voice came out and said, you're someone who causes fights like the son of someone who causes fights. Natsa ha'ad amran. Mephibosheth is called someone who causes fights because he complains to Kadosh Baruch Hu that David HaMelech came back alive. Bar Natsa, he's considered the son of someone who's always fighting. Tichseh v'yavah shal adir amalek v'yav b'nachal. Says by Shaul that he fought with Amalek in the riverbed over there. So Sivya Shmuel was fighting, okay, even their animals. So the Gemara continues now, learning the Pasuk, Amar Mani al Iske Nachal. Mani says that Shaul was fighting over the actual Nachal, the river over there. He wanted the river. He didn't want to execute Hashem's command, because he's reasoned himself that the Torah says that he had all justification basically, and about Egla Rufa, to which the Gemara says over there that based on that he didn't want to do that because he really at the end of the day had monetary benefits, so that was that he was making a fight Ke'ila with what the word of Hashem. Okay, so the Gemara now continues with a Adasa's Cholik Now we saw that Shmuel didn't believe the Lashon of Mephibosheth, and now continue with Rav. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yudah, Rav, b'shosh Amar David Mephibosheth, ata v'tziva techal kol zasada. Time David said to Mephibosheth, you tziva shall divide the field. Yasa basko v'amar lo rechav mirav mechal kol zemelucha. That as a punishment for accepting the Lashon Hara, rechav mirav are going to divide the kingdom." Okay, so that we see over here that was punishment for David HaMelech. The Gemara continues now. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Yilei Melo Kibbal David Lashon Hara. David HaMelech didn't accept this Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth. Lo Nechach Malchus to David. Then we never would have had the kingdom of David being divided. Velo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Then Yisrael would not have worshipped idols because Rashi says that Yeravim Nevat started the idols. He was the one who put them, the two idols in Dan and in Beersheba. Dan and somewhere else, sorry, not Beersheba. So Gemara says, we're going to see in a moment, Velo Galina Meretzino, he would not have been exiled, we wouldn't have the whole Gaulus if we had Malchus based everywhere, would have continued forever until Mashiach. Gemara continues now. So continuing with the tzaddikim that seem to make major averos, so Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini says, and Rav Yonasan, that Shlomo, when it says that he did avodah zarah, the person who says like that is going to understand that the pshut Rosh HaMikra is going to be mistaken. The pasuk says, his heart was not perfect like the heart of his David, his father. His heart was not like David HaMelech, who was such a tzaddik, like the tzaddik said, Olam haver mechta lam echad, it wasn't a varian. So the Gemara says, but the Pasuk says, L'manav ekayam v'yiv le'zik nashav hitu es levavo, and they turned him to Elohim Acherim, the Pasuk says. They made him do Avodah Zarah, that's the Pshut Rosh HaMikra. The Gemara says, ha ahi ki Rabbi Nasan. They have to understand that this Pasuk is like Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan asks this question between these two Pesukim. K'siv, v'yiv le'zik nashlomo nashav hitu es levavo. It says that they had, and v'yiv le'chachar yachleim le'chirim, to go after other gods seem to imply that he did Avodah Zarah, Shlomo HaMelech. It says that he wasn't as perfect as David HaMelech, which implies he still was a big tzaddik, he just wasn't as good as his father. So the Gemara says, again, he was still a nice guy, but he wasn't David HaMelech. So the Gemara continues, so here's our Nasan answer to Stira. He didn't actually go after these guys, he was not convinced by them. So the Gemara says, it says that Shlomo built an altar, a mizbeach for Kamush, the Avodah Zarah of Moab, which seems to indicate that he did worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Shabikis of Nasvalabana, he wanted to build such an altar, but he did not end up doing it. He didn't do the actual Avira. So the Gemara says, the Lashon of Yivna over here is going to be the Lashon of that they might do it, but they didn't actually future. That's not true. Shabikis of Nasvalabana, when it comes to Yoshua, where he built that Mizbeach, he did build Mizbeach, and the Sukkim over there, it's clear that he did build it. So therefore, the Lashon of Yivna is not necessarily something that doesn't happen. The Gemara says, so too also with regard to Shlomo, it must be that he actually built this Mizbeach. That Lashon indicates in Avar that he actually did it. So the Gemara answers the question. The Gemara says, Ela Kedisanya, rather, we could derive that Shlomo didn't do Avar Zarah from the following Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer Be'ez Abonos Asher Alpanei Shlomo Asher Bimin Lahara Mashchis Asher Bona Shlomo Mechzor Ashtor Shukat Sidonim. The Pasuk says, when Yoshiyahu was targeting the major Tshuva movement, he got rid of all of the Avodah Zarah throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. So it continues that that we're on Yerushalayim, they're on the right side of the Har Hazeisim, Rashi says, and Shlomo the king built. That's what it says. So the Gemara says, Esha ba'asa v'lo biram yoshpat v'lo biram. Wait a second. You're going to say that Shlomo built them? Asa came to power, he was a big tzaddik, and also Yoshpat, who was also Yoshafat, who was also a big tzaddik, who eradicated the Avodah Zarah. So those two people who had this Avodah Zarah from Shlomo HaMelech before him didn't eradicate this Avodah Zarah. Can't be. So Achabah Yoshio Biram, only Yoshiyahu who got rid of it. It can't be. So Gemara answers, "V'alo kol Avodah Zarah shaber tishol asav Yoshpat Biram." It says the pasuk says in Melachim that they got rid of all of the Avodah Zarah. So Elag Gemara says Ela Makish Rishon La'achronim. Rather, there is a hekesh, meaning that the fact that Shlomo HaMelech to Yoshiyahu didn't actually destroy them, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him credit, as all Rashi says, that he gave him credit as if because he got rid of all this Avodah Zarah, gives him credit as if he did it. So too, when it comes to Shlomo, he didn't actually do that Avodah Zarah. However, says Rashi, since he did not protest his wives who were doing these Avodah Zarahs, so again, they were not Jewish, they were the Egyptians ones and whatever, the Moab ones, so they were doing this and he didn't protest, so therefore, he was punished. So the Gemara says, when it comes to that, we're gonna attribute as if he did them because he didn't protest and that he didn't actually do that. Gemara says, "V'haksi v'yash Shlomo Rabbeinu Hashem," but the pasuk says that Shlomo did evil in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara answers now, since Shlomo should have protested against his wives, but he didn't. The pasuk regards as if he had done it. The Gemara says, "Amar v'dimar Shmuel, noachos tzadik she'ashamash l'dvar acher." It would have been better that the tzadik Shlomo Melech would have been a shamash, an attendant. He would have taken care of the avodah zara of to cut firewood. Rashi says, or things like that, for be stuck doing working for Avdei Avodah Zarah and not write the pasuk because of Vayasa Rabbanei Hashem. It would be written in Shlomo Melech did evil in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very strong statement. How Rashi says that this shows how strong it is a person who fails to rebuke his friend when he should be rebuking him. The Gemara continues the Amar v'Damar Shmuel. B'shashen Asa Shlomo Bas Paro, at the time where Shlomo married Bas Paro, Echnisa Lo Elef Minei Zemer, she brought him 1,000 musical instruments. Ramla Kachos and Vanazar Ponis, Kachos and Lavana Ponis, Lo Michaba. She said, this is what we do for this idol, this is what we do for that idol. And Shlomo Melech never protested, again, giving a little musar here that Shlomo Melech didn't necessarily do the right thing. Gemara continues Amar v'Damar Shmuel. B'shashen Asa Shlomo Bas Paro, at the time where Shlomo married Bas Paro, Yarad Gavriel V'Na'atz Kana Beyam. Gavriel the Malach came and he put in a pole into the sea, v'alabos sirtom, and a sandbar formed around it, v'alav nimna krach godol shel Romi, and upon that was the great city of Rome, which ended up, we know, destroying by Sheni and destroying the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara continues that Rasisa Tana also Yom Sheikhnas Yeravam Shnei Aglezav, Echad Beis El v'Echad Bedan. That's what it was. It was Beis El and Dan, the two places where Yeravam refused to allow the people, the Malchus, the other 10 tribes to go to Yerushalayim, and he set up these two Avodah Zarahs. This is that was the big downfall. Before then, it wasn't, Hashem promised Shlomo already that the Malucha was going to be, ruined. However, this was the downfall. So the Gemara says, when that happened, Nimnet Srifa Echad Vezoi Talyal Shal Yavan. At that point, a hut was built, and this is what we call the Talyal Shal Yavan. What is the Talyal Shal Yavan? Some say that it means that the area of Sicily, which was the southern part of Italy, which originally was ruled by Greeks, so maybe that's what we're referring to in the Gemara over here. Okay, could be that's what the Gemara is referring to. Gemara continues down. Amar of Yishmuel Amar Chani Amar Yonosan Kolamer Shiach Chata Ina Lach Toa Shneimar Vayasu Yashu Ben Hashem Vayelech Bechol Derav Bechol Aderech David David. It says Yoshiyahu, anyone says that he sinned previously is totally wrong. He didn't sin at all. The Gemara says, why would you have thought he sinned? Because the pasuk says, "Mem Mekayim Chamo Loyal Afanam Melech Asher Shav." The pasuk says he returned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, implies that when you do tshuva, when you shav to Hashem, when you have done an avera. So why does it say that he returned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, "Shekol Dinin Shadam Nein Shmona Asra Shmona Asra Hechzura Lehen." Because any monetary dispute from that he became king when he was 8 years old, from there till 18, he returned the money. Shema Tomar Natal Mizev Natal Mizev. So maybe he's saying it's not such a maila that he returned the money because he took it from the party that he assumed was won, and then he made realize he made a mistake in the halacha and made the losing party give the money. The Gemara says, he did it with all his possessions. Shenasla Mishlo, he took the money from the losing party, from his own money. What did he do wrong? So it's different. Shut him over here. Rashi says over here that Yoshiyahu realized that he learned Torah Shabbat Peh, and he realized that he made mistakes in the Pashal in what the halacha was. That's what Rashi says. However, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch rule that we derive from here that there's a din derabanan that a person is not allowed to judge Jini Mamonos until he's 18 years old. So since he judged early and there's only a Takana derabanan, so he returned that money. So again, this was no major avira; it was a din derabanan. We still follow din derabanan, but still, according to this pshat, he did that. That was his mistake. The Gemara continues now. He says that there's no bigger Baal Tshuva in the world than Yoshiyahu that was doing major avodas and did do tshuva. So the Gemara says, "Umanu, who is the great person who did tshuva in our generation?" The Gemara says, "Abba Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba." It's Abba who's the father. Remember Abba. Remember the Acha who called Abba Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. So some say there's the brother of Abba who's the father of Yirmiyah bar Abba. The Amar Mar Abba Vacha Acha Acha Abba, because we say that Abba and Acha were brothers. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Odechad Medorin, Rav Yosef, in our generation, there's another person who's so great at doing tshuva. The Gemara says, Manu, who is this? The Gemara answers now, Ukvan bar Nechemia Reish Galusa. His name is Ukvan, the son of Nechemia, the exilarch. Vayna Nasan did Tzutzisa. And his name is Nasan Tzutzisa. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, so why was he called Tzutzisa? That says there's lashon of Nitzutzin, there's a fire shooting out when he was learning Torah. So a beautiful pshat in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vazner writes that within and Tzutzisa, that there's a ner dalek arosh, there's a light above his head. He quotes based on Rashi's Chachma, fascinating pshat, never knew this before, that a Baal Tshuva is zochet and neshama yasera, similar to that where a regular person gets on Shabbos Kodesh, an extra neshama yasera. So that's what they call Nitzutzisa, this extra candle is the lashon of the remez of that he got an extra neshama. It's the biggest. It's a big schus to think about that. What an amazing thing do tshuva is. I'm going to continue to that. One time I was dozing off in a shir. Can't imagine anyone doing that. I saw in a dream that an angel shed his arm to Nasan and accepted his tshuva. So we see that this Nasan was a big tzaddik. Okay. Pick up tomorrow at the next parak.